So, Prabhuji, one sentence that I read may be helpful because Prabhupada says that apart from chanting, one has to strengthen one's intelligence by constantly reading. This, in fact, if you see, let me share the screen. This is a very nice purport in 12, chapter 12, text. Nine. Yeah, so in this text, he says that if you, oh, my dear Arjuna, oh, winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. So this paragraph is very significant. I mean, I'm not answering this question as though I have mastered and this is not happening to me. But what I've heard from the speakers and devotees and what works for us, I'm just sharing that. So to practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. So there is regulative principles to be a human being. That is the four regulative principles. But here he's talking about regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. One should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna, then collect flowers to offer to the deity, cook foodstuffs to offer to the deity, take prasadam, and so on. There are various rules and regulations which one should follow, and one should constantly. This is what Prabhupada says. Hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God, and then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. This practice of Bhakti Yoga under the rules and regulations with the direction of a spiritual master will surely bring one to the stage of love of God. So during this time, when we slip, we would slip because we are just practicing. There is a difference between how an experienced doctor, like we have Prahladananda Prabhu, handling a patient and a person who is like doing it as an internship or as a part of the study, a medical student handling a patient. So we are all students of Bhakti Yoga, and we have not become, experts like, all the fixed devotees of the Lord. So we might go here and there, and it is the stage of anartha nivritti, then comes nishtha, then comes. So anartha nivritti and then nishtha also, we may be doing all this, getting up in the morning, taking everything. And until we get ruchi, the taste, we might be, pulled by various things that's happening around momentarily. But what the said was, come back. So when such thing is happening, when we are falling down, like he gave an example where you go to toilet and you fell down in the toilet. So what we need to get up and
Come back.
ourselves and come. And again, if we fall, again we get up. So we are all like toddlers. I mean, especially me. So the toddler, how the toddler learns to walk is after many times falling down. Then he knows, if I keep the step in
Study.
this place, then I would fall down. If I keep like this, I will not fall down. So similarly, we will also know like what is pulling us down. If we sit and introspect a little bit, what is making me, go away from this? Is this any Facebook post? Is this any talk with my friend? There has to be some entry point for that. So then we try to, fix that loophole and pray to Krishna. And again, when this was one time, this was a personal instruction by Guru Maharaj, Jai Solna, Jai Pratap Maharaj. So he was asking me this, what would you do if you fail in the 10th grade? So if I fail in the 10th grade, my only option is to study again and write the 10th grade. And if I fail again, I need to study again and write again. And if I fail again, study again and write until I pass. So he said that is how Maya's test is. So if we until we pass, the same tests are coming. But once we pass, then we are only going to the next level of tests. But you know, there is guidance and there is support in every grade. So he says that he said that, you know, if you fail, don't get disheartened. Try again and try again and try again, and you will have to pass one time. So this is
wonderful. But this the person who called me, he actually a worker only. He doesn't know, education is not there, but he's listening every day, lectures, other coaches and all. So for him, the only has to listen, recorded Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, he listens. He's not educated at all. But somehow he got initiated, he's Japtak Maharaj, my godbrother only. So he's doing well. But he sincere question he asks. So I'll tell him that you listen to this 12th chapter, you know, that 12.9, that verse, I'll tell him to listen and try to apply all the things what has been written, you know, that you go to the temple, worship and listen more and more and more and more. So automatically get corrected. I think there'll be some slip. We can always do some introspection, and as you said, you'll know where is the weak point. There you have to see it.
Yeah. Pray to Krishna. That's how what Prabhupada also said, I'm so fallen, I'm nothing. So that Prabhu, he was telling, falling, if you're walking or running, and then if you fall, you might get hit. But if you're crawling, you can't fall. Even if you fall, there is no hit. So, you know, we can all pray to Krishna that let's crawl to our lotus feet and, you know, please keep us safe
so,
by your
So you're sincerely about the Kripa Siddhi. Yes. As for the Kripa, because we are so fallen, there's no chance, always we keep on falling. But if your Kripa is there, like Yashoda Maya could tie, two fingers less, like that, that is the step now going on. So right. I'm very thankful, you are my God sister, I'm very proud of you. Oh, thank you, Prabhuji.
I am your servant,
Prabhuji. May I add a point here, ma'am?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. In 5.6.2, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, my dear king, you have spoken very correctly. However, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them, for they might run away. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's action. So this is what I do. I usually keep on checking on my mind as many times as I can, all right? And find out where is my mind going, all right? That way, I can put it back into the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, slok, or hearing some lecture like that. So this is some kind of, you know, effort on our side. As Prabhuji mentioned that, you know, Yasoda was trying to be, there were two fingers less all the time.
Yeah.
What are those two fingers? One is Parishram, and the other is Krupa. Right. So unless we do Parishram, Krupa will not come. Bhagavan Krishna saw that my mother is now perspiring. She is doing so much Parishram. Then his Krupa Sakti came in and, you know, he got founded by like. So super, on our part, super. We must be very vigilant. And then Bhagavan Krishna, Prabhupada Maharaj will
come.
Best of our mercy
super.
On us.
Super.
Thank you for allowing us.
Thank you.
That was a very, very wonderful addition. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was really a wonderful discussion. All senior devotees, very nice discussion. And from you, we have to learn. Just bless us, all the senior devotees, Prahlada and Prabhuji and Shukrugar Prabhuji. Please bless us to move on in the spiritual progress.
I should thank you, so Anita Mataji. You only connected me to this. I'll never forget you because I'm so busy now with Bhakti Sangha. Night 2 o'clock, I see some children's classes going on and some Bhagavatam learning. So four sloka they're teaching. So many things. This group is so busy, mind-boggling. And I really should thank that Vinita Mataji. She's really behind all the things. Vinita Mataji, aapko bahut dhanyavaad. So great you are. Vinita Mataji ki jai ho.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhuji, and all glories to all the devotees. You are all coming, so we are able to serve. If nobody is coming, what we can serve, Prabhuji? It is all because you are all coming and listening to the classes. I got some service. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Haribol. Haribol.
East or West, Bhakti Sangha is best. There's nothing beyond this,
Very
I thought.
Very good.
Can I say something?
Teacher.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, yes, please, sir, please, you can say. What do you want to say, Mataji?
If to everybody, Hare Krishna, and Lalita Mataji, Hare Krishna. This is Asha here. It's my fortune. I'm a new addition to this Krishna conscious family. So for me, I think it's really a blessing. I would say that Krishna has accepted me in this life. And my journey is smoother because now he's the one who is taking me. So I'm really very thankful that my soul's journey is nearing. So to everybody here, in this group, all of the soul family and all of the Krishna conscious children, I'm really, really very much thankful to you and the guardian angels and everybody who is involved in this, that I'm really so blessed that in this life I'm able to hear this, I'm able to go forward in this journey. I'm so really blessed that I don't have any words to say. And one more thing I wanted to say is that somewhere I heard Radhanath Swamiji saying, I used to listen to him for the last 2 years, and somewhere I heard him saying that we can't really digest the food unless there is hunger. So we can't really assimilate spiritual wisdom unless we feel the need for it. So I really always remember these words, and unless and until you don't have that craving from inside to go back to your home, there will not be the understanding, like how the way is and how you have to go. Even if anybody explains, you will not understand the way, you know, you still be confused unless you don't have the craving to go home. So I really take those words of Radhanath Swamiji that I read somewhere, and I think I always hear him saying this also. So to everybody, I don't know how to put all those you know, the things that you put were like a pranam to Srila Prabhupada Swamiji. So I'm just learning those words. But yes, I have the craving to go home. So probably that's why Krishna brought me here. So thank you again, and Hare Krishna to everybody.
Thank you so much, Asha Mataji. I mean, we just met a couple days ago, and I was given your number to deliver a book from the temple, and I really wonderful to meet you. And you were asking, is there any group that I wanted to join and chant? And immediately you joined this Bhakti Sangha, and your realizations are amazing. So thank you so much for your association. And we can welcome Asha Mataji to this Sangha.
Haribol.
Thanks to all the
Thank you so much, everyone, and for giving your time and association. So we want your association in future also. So devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Mataji. Vancha kalpa chitasya.
I'm very thankful to Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu. I don't deserve your comment. We all aspire to be like you. You're a dear daughter of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada personally named you Lalita Devi Dasi. And you have dedicated your life in the service of your spiritual master, and you're such a sweet soul. You're giving us your association and your Prabhu as well. So very, very grateful for that, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. I need to say something, Mata. I met your spiritual master on many occasions. And one time he said to me, Lalita, is that really you? And it just touched my heart. And your spiritual master's holiness, Jai Pataka Maharaj, has blessed you with the ability to give such love to the devotees. No one can, your heart is completely exposed to all of us. And I'm so thankful to know you.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
We are so moved by your love. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, who is that?
Aditi
Mataji.
No, no, Mataji, there is one more. I think Smita Mataji from Charlotte, I think. Yes, that is that you, Mataji? Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
This is Manisha from Charlotte. Lalita Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, such a wonderful class, and since you came to the Charlotte, such a wonderful, like, it is hard to express, like, the explanation of the Bhagavatam from 6th canto to 9, 11, and Bhagavad Gita, a lot of preparation, it's so much inspiring, Mataji, but from all Vaishnavas, like, it says, like, a parishram, so make sure, like, I need mercy so I could do more parishram. And involving a spiritual service. Hare Krishna. Such a wonderful to everyone on the Bhakti Sangh Chakab group. And also for the recording class. I listen so many due to the work. Such a wonderful. Please bless me so I can do enough parisham. So I will get the Krupa. And all Vaishnava will Krupa's mercy. I'm not qualified. But for your Krupa's, maybe I will get further advance. Hare Krishna to all Vaishnava.
Manisha Mataji is such a sincere, pure senior devotee, practicing for more than 3 decades, very humble, always helping, and so we are very grateful for your association, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mataji, please pray for, I'm not qualified. Hare Krishna, such wonderful service to all the Vaishnav Sangha Japa group and everybody's work behind it. Hari Bol, so much grateful to you and Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Lalitangi, Mataji, Dambrak Pranam. Nice to hear you. Very wonderful class. Always, 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 Mataji. And we miss your association when you are coming back to Charlotte.
Preeti Mataji, you are the first one to introduce yourself like your mother. She was doing that for 6 years in Bhakti Sangha, the first one to introduce. Yes. So whenever you introduce, I'm reminded of your mother and your wonderful family. Preeti Mataji is a very senior devotee, initiated disciple of Bir Krishna Maharaj, and their family has been serving from 1980s. The devotees from book distribution van, they used to come to Charlotte. There was nothing there except them, and they used to welcome them and give them all support for book distribution, prasadam and things. So thank you, Mataji, for your association.
Thank you for Komodike Mataji. She brought us in this Krishna conscious.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Komodike Mataji.
Vinita Mataji, you are mute.
Yes, Mataji.
Just an instrument.
We can close the call, Mataji, here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णवेभ्यः जय श्री
जय हो
थैंक यू थैंक्स अगेन ललितांगी माताजी थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक्स टू माताजी थैंक्स टू ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑल गोइंग टू श्री प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज
नित्यानंद
गौरांग नित्यानंद